China, Christian Lindmeier with the World Health Organization.
The global risk assessment is high, the regional level is high, and for China, it's very high.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is planning an airlift to get diplomatic personnel out of Wuhan, China, where they've been stranded by travel restrictions. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a nice day underway. Lots of sunshine around and comfortable for late in January. High temperature up to about 64. Not bad. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly, but not as chilly as last night. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. High in the mid-50s. On Thursday, we're back to dry weather. Highs in the low 60s. Should be a nice day. But more showers on Friday as the next disturbance moves into the area. That's out of the way by the weekend. The weekend is dry. We have a warming trend. In fact, we'll be in the mid to upper 60s, I think, by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas. United
for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it is...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list and transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
What's the show called, Jack?
This show?
This show.
News and views from 9 to noon.
To noon.
Or small claim said, views into news. I miss him.
Yeah. 272-9228. And this whole hour, folks, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. And look, we've got that good friend on the line, Kim Williams. Hey, Kim.
Top of the morning, gentlemen.
How you doing? Hey. I've got this looming question.
Yes, sir.
Is there a difference in mortgage lenders?
Well, you know, Jack, that's a really good question. And absolutely there is. You know, it's one thing for me to tell you that there's a difference, but it probably has a little bit more, you know, bite if you hear it from all the customers that we've served, all the listeners. But they'll tell you.
And give you 10 minutes, and you can let them know.
Absolutely. Well, hey, that's what I wanted to share with you. As of yesterday was 9 days. So today would be the 10 days. Yesterday, let me tell you about a closing we had yesterday morning. It was an Army veteran that bought their home out in Pike Road last year, a little over a year ago. To be specific, it was 14 months ago. They purchased a home for $370,000, took advantage of the VA 100% financing program, so they didn't put any money down, right?
Yeah.
And their rate, which was a good rate this time last year, it was 4.5%. Well, like I said, at that time, that was a great rate. But here we are a year later, and interest rates are even lower. So we were able to refinance that mortgage. Remember, no appraisal, no income document, and drop their rate to 3.375.
Wow.
That's from 4.5 to 3.375. Now, they just closed yesterday morning. That shout out, they're listening, and I know that they're probably smiling right now because they know I'm talking about them. But that, you know what, dropping the rate, what an impact that had on their payment. I mean, throw something out there. What do you think?
I can't even guess anymore.
All right, $418 a month.
Wow.
$418 a month. So, and remember, just as like a byproduct, I guess you'd say, for lack of a better term, when you refinance, you always skip a month payment, right? You always skip a mortgage payment. You skip the month. Okay. And very well, you'll skip two, depending on when we schedule your loan to close. If you say, hey, I want to skip two, then we'll make sure to schedule it, allowing you to skip two. Well, theirs fell on yesterday, of course. Well, they're skipping two payments.
So, wow.
That's right. Not their February, not their March payment. Their first payment by till April. But what that meant to them with their mortgage payment of $2,309 a month, that's what it was, that's $4,618 a month that they just boosted, you know, their balance in their savings account by $4,618 just by skipping two payments.
That's pretty cool.
So again, if you are currently making payments, still paying on any type of loan, but specifically, I'm talking about a VA loan right now, then do yourself a favor and pick up the phone and give me a call, 567-4223. I'm standing by. Madeline Pendley's standing by, ready to take your call and lower and see how much money we can save you.
Now, let me...
Go ahead.
Madeline, did she get married recently?
She did.
See, I know that.
Well, you know what? And forgive me, I'm always going to know her as Madeline Pendley. Her name is Madeline Cannon.
Was she any kin to David Cannon?
No, Cannon. Cannon.
Cannon, Cannon. Okay.
Like Cannon Coffier.
Right.
And her husband, one of our first responders, he works for the police department, City of Montgomery. So, again, if you are currently making any payments on any mortgage, pick up the phone and give us a call today at 567-4223. 567-4223, because you know what, Jack?
There is
a difference in mortgage companies, and you'll see NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim. Always love hearing
from her. Full of vim and vigor, isn't she?
Indeed, indeed. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Good morning, guys. I'm sorry you're not doing so well. I think everybody's got a touch of this area crud.
Well, I'm certainly a little touched.
As long as it's not the cold. I have a cold, too.
Yeah.
Jack, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. In the Normandale Mall, wasn't there also a Ligger's Bakery?
There was, and it's still going. It was started by a guy. I think he was a German guy. His name was Ligger. He had a wife named Florence. They lived right down the street from me. Mm-hmm. They started in downtown Montgomery as the Cake Box, I think in the late 40s, early 50s. They moved to Normandale, and despite several owners, it's now owned by Ivy and Donnie Davis with the same recipes and the same great stuff. And they're in right there on McGee Road at Carter Hill, and they're still going strong.
Well, it seems like there was also a doctor's office or something, and I was thinking there was a hardware store.
And there was Francis Cafe. It was Parker Sledge.
Oh, yeah, Parker Sledge.
There was also Francis Cafeteria and Fannin's Men's Store that sold
Hart,
Schaffner, and Mark suits.
And you know those beautiful display windows at Loveman's where they had the animated Christmas figurines. We just love that place. And, I got my first credit card at Loveman's.
And Santa Claus in the Big Window at Christmas time.
Yes.
Normandale Barbershop, which... I can still remember all the barbers that worked over there, every single one of them. It's quite a place.
You know, in the back of the parking lot on the Norman Brickside was the Shakey's Pizza.
Yeah, right across the street on, I think it's Winston Street.
And then across the street from that in that area was also Long John Silver's.
Yep. There was also a little place called the Sub Hut that sold sandwiches. And
yes,
it was great.
Yes. The muffalettas.
Yep.
Well, I wanted to talk about the pretty one. Who was it that brought to our attention? I had heard a little bit, but didn't get the details on the debacle with the Coleman Moving Company. I've seen 7 ads today. Most of them are on TV, so he's spending a lot of money to tell you nothing, and he's not really doing the ad. She is.
Right.
Because she's the pretty one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Who do you, if you don't like Coleman and Jeff Coleman, who do you like in that race?
I like Barry Moore.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Barry did a good job on this program. I was just getting to know him.
Yeah, and I like Bradley Byrne, too.
Well, he's running for Senate. He's going to be on our show in 15 minutes.
I'll be listening. But I hope people know these cutesy little ads don't mean anything. They have no substance. He won't tell you what he's going to do.
No.
He's riding on Trump's coattails because, you know, he wants to fight the illegals. And
funny, he apparently... Never mind, I don't even want to talk about that, but yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure people know that he's just a shadow. And
what I don't like is that he is possibly going to be a beneficiary of a $2 billion contract with the Defense Department. I think the contract comes up in April. Is that why he's running for Congress? And he gets very rattled at these forums when people bring this up. He said there was no wrongdoing. Well, he settled out of court for $5 million.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly. I think he's dangerous, my personal opinion.
Oh, I think so.
Financially dangerous, not physically dangerous.
Yes,
but,
I agree. And yeah. I want everybody else to think that, too, because there are other good candidates. And this time we have a lot of candidates.
Yes, Troy King, Barry Moore. You have Jessica Taylor. You have Terry Hasdorf, who is a long shot, but she's very articulate. And
yeah.
She's been on our show and Dan's show. She used to work for Newt Gingrich, and she's really nice. I've known her all her life. She grew up across the street from me. But that I also like Troy, and also like Barry Moore, and, you know.
Well,
but,
we've been exposed to these people before. We know what they are or aren't.
Right.
And I hadn't heard of this lady, but when she said Newt Gingrich, she worked for Newt Gingrich, that got my attention.
Yeah, mine too. I wasn't aware of that because I hadn't seen her in years. But anyway.
Well, I'll be happy with anybody but Roy Moore and the pretty one's husband.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Debbie.
Thanks for the show to Normandale Jack.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, guys. Thanks for your show.
Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228.
And before somebody calls to tell me you forgot Baskin-Robbins, no, I didn't. I did temporarily, but anyway.
Hey, Red Top, what's up?
You've got Shakey's Pizza, too.
That was across the street, but yes. And also there was the Shoe People, Montgomery Shoe Shop, which I think is the Brennan family.
Yeah, and let me tell you about Francis Cafeteria.
Oh, yes. My God.
In the late 50s, well, I was born in 53, so I don't remember pretty much before 57, but I do remember going to Francis Cafeteria in Normandale every Wednesday with my Belgian grandmother. And there were two young black gentlemen that waited on our tables. And I got to know them very good because my grandmother would let me give them the tip. And so years and years go by, and I grow up. I move to Atlanta for 15 years. I come back to Montgomery, go to Morrison's Cafeteria in Eastdale Mall. These two gentlemen are waiting on the tables, and eventually within a year, both of them wait on my table, and I recognized them, and they had been with Morrison that long, and one of them died and eventually went to Piccadilly. But it was amazing to see somebody that had waited on my table just about 45 years before.
Wow. I have a trivia question. Where was the other location of the Francis Cafeteria?
It was downtown on Lawrence Street.
It was on Lawrence Street. You're exactly right.
And I know that.
There's Red Top and that damn phone again.
Red Top, you break it up. We'll try again later. Thanks for the call, man. 272-9228. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Ethel. Hey, Ethel.
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to know, I have heard that Barry Mask has connections with Mike Hubbard.
Wait a minute, not Barry Mask.
No, Barry Moore.
Barry Moore.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Barry Moore. Is that true?
I will clear the air on this. He was indicted for perjury during the Mike Hubbard trial, but he was acquitted. So there's, you know.
Which is important.
Yeah, that's important to know. You know, a jury in Lee County found him not guilty. And so, anyway. But, yeah, he and Mike Hubbard were allies in the House of Representatives. That does not mean he was caught up in the same stuff that Mike Hubbard was caught up in. So, anyway, he was acquitted. A jury found that he was not guilty.
Well, thank you for that information. I just needed to know.
Okay, Ethel, thank you for asking.
Thank you, Ethel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Buddy! Hey, buddy, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Jack. Jack.
Yes, sir?
Do you remember the Beverly Restaurant?
Do I remember the Beverly Restaurant? Does Rose Kennedy have a black dress? Yes,
sir. Sure does.
Jack, it was on Air Base Boulevard.
Yes, sir. And when you open that door, that smell that hits you. The best Mexican restaurant. I would eat some of that right now.
Sounds good.
And those mean old women that were in that cafeteria line. Woo.
Yeah, but there's something about mean old women. They know how to cook.
Yeah. But they did have tamales wrapped in wax paper. It wasn't the ones that were wrapped in corn husk. So I'm sure they bought them from a wholesaler. But anyway, yeah, it was good food. You know, you smell like garlic and onions when you left there. But it was good.
And you remember you could get the champagne sherbet?
Yep.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Champagne sherbets. Yep. That was like a nice palate cleanser.
Oh, no, it was the bomb.
Yeah.
It was delicious. All right, guys. Thank you for taking my call, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Thanks. I like listening. Buddy's been a friend of mine on Facebook for a while, and he always posts something funny. Yeah. I like folks who behave on Facebook like that, not trying to argue or make some brilliant point. They just have a little fun. Let's go to Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, good morning, Jack and Joey. How are you?
Fine. How's it going?
Great. Hey, it's going pretty good, pretty good. Listen, I was at the Dothan Forum last night.
Mm.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Where was this?
This was in Dothan. It was the Houston County Republican Forum.
Oh, yeah.
Forum. It was real good. They had the House candidates. They had Bradley Byrne, and I heard that he was going to be on your show. They had Mr. Adair. They had a couple of some judges that are running. There was probably close to 230 people there last night, so it was an excellent turnout, people super engaged. And it looks like people are starting to get interested in what all is going on here.
Were the congressional candidates there, any of them?
Yes. Actually, all seven were there.
Wow.
And, they did a great job. And I will tell you that Mr. Coleman made a statement. He read a statement about his about the lawsuit. And you're never going to believe this, but he really says that it was just one person and that his company did absolutely nothing wrong. And so he's sticking to that story, guys. And I don't know. I mean, I saw the V this weekend, Jack, and I thought you did a great job on that.
Well,
and
thank you.
I really like that you bring balance to Bill Britt's program.
All those liberals.
People out there, all those liberals, and that you could actually bring a strong conservative voice to that. But, yeah, he says that he still did nothing wrong and that, but you know what? He did not address the need to recuse himself. And that's a good question for Bradley Byrne, because he is our congressman right now. Is it ethically okay for our congressmen and women to have billion-dollar contracts or subcontracts with the Department of Defense? And it's almost like double dipping.
Well, I totally agree with that. I just, there's no way in my mind that I could vote for him with that big question mark over his head. I can't do it.
Well, I think that's where we get down to it. There's so many government watch groups. There's these watch groups, and their job is to make your life a miserable hell while you're up in Washington, D.C. And when you've got someone that's got government contracts or subcontracts and they're making billions of, we're not talking millions of dollars, guys, billions of dollars.
That's right.
They're going to be on him like white on rice, and it's never going to let up. So how can he be effective for the people of District 2 if he is constantly, and then I don't care what he says, he's not going to be able to vote on issues of the things that which his company makes money from.
Well, let me tell you something.
Not.
I want my next U.S. representative in that district to be on the Armed Services Committee because of Rucker and Maxwell and Gunner. That's what I want. And if you have a conflict of personal interest with Department of Defense matters, then you really can't serve on the Armed Services Committee.
You can't. And I just want to address one thing. I heard the caller call in a while ago asking about Barry Moore and Mike Hubbard.
Yeah.
And I think an important thing to know about that case and about Mr. Hubbard and Mr. Moore is their cases were not in any way. The only thing that was related is that it was the same grand jury. But right. Lee County, if anybody knows anything about Lee County, it is an extremely conservative county. And Barry Moore was found not guilty, acquitted. And it also would be good to know that the prosecutors in that case have all since been fired.
Yeah, but that, wait a minute. Well, I'm sorry. That's their firing was totally political, and I don't think it had anything to do with job performance, because I happen to know everybody in that white-collar unit, and most of them are really good people. And I don't like people making comments that they were fired because they didn't do their job. They were fired for political reasons. And, you know, the truth came out, and Barry Moore was acquitted. So that's the main thing.
Well, Anne-Marie,
so
we got to run.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for the job you do.
I appreciate it, Anne-Marie.
Bradley Byrne, I believe, is here. Now, before we hit this break and bring in the congressman running for U.S. Senate, I'm getting hungry. How about you, Jack?
I am, but, you know, you totally disarmed me just then by telling me you were hungry.
Where should I go?
Well, there's always Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Yellowhammer Restaurant.
7725 Averett Drive off of Taylor Road, just south of Vaughn Road, 0.4 mile. You turn right, go through the stop sign, and Yellowhammer will be on your right. Today on their Meat and Three menu, they feature hamburger steak, grilled Cajun pork loin, and country fried steak.
Ooh.
And the vegetables today, mashed potatoes with gravy, rice with gravy, lima beans, field peas, turnip greens, sweet potato casserole,
oh, yeah,
fried okra,
oh, keep talking
and
about
cream
it.
Corn. That's a hell of a choice of stuff.
Yeah, I would have
Trump. And for dessert, banana pudding and Oreo delight.
Oh, that sounds good.
They have great Meat and Three. But if you don't feel like Meat and Three and you just kind of want a sandwich, well, you can get any number of sandwiches, hamburgers, wing baskets, or salads. They got it all. They open every morning at 6 a.m., Monday through Sunday. They feature breakfast from 6 until 10:30 a.m., where you can get a choice of pancakes, omelets, traditional eggs and bacon, you name it. They got it. Sausage and gravy. And they quit serving breakfast at 10:30, and they gear up for lunch, and they're open until 2 p.m. That's Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive, out in East Montgomery. You won't be disappointed, and be sure to tell them Joey and Jack sent you there.
Yes. Coming up, Bradley Byrne in studio here. 272-9228 if you have a question for the congressman running for U.S. Senate, I believe so. Be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything, your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are broadly higher on Wall Street, trying to recoup some of yesterday's steep losses. Tech companies putting up some of the biggest gains. Out with earnings after the bell today, Apple shares up less than 2% in morning trading. Some investors concerned about the effect of the spreading coronavirus.
China accounts for a fifth of Apple sales, and according to reports, they put together more than 50% of iPhones in China. Also, by the way, Apple has two suppliers in the epicenter of Wuhan.
Fox's Susan Lee reporting those factories have been told to close till February 9th. And Mattel unveiling some new Barbie dolls coming this year, including a doll with no hair, one with a skin condition, and a second doll with a prosthetic leg. The California-based company saying it wants to provide a multi-dimensional view of beauty and fashion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a nice day underway. Lots of sunshine around and comfortable for late in January. High temperature up to about 64. Not bad. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly, but not as chilly as last night. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. High in the mid-50s. On Thursday, we're back to dry weather. Highs in the low 60s. Should be a nice day. But more showers on Friday as the next disturbance moves into the area. That's out of the way by the weekend. The weekend is dry. We have a warming trend. In fact, we'll be in the mid to upper 60s, I think, by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views, folks, brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Now, Jack, without further ado, we have a very special guest here in studio.
We certainly do.
Yes, U.S. Congressman Bradley Byrne running for U.S. Senate. Bradley, how are you this morning?
I'm doing really well, and it's great to be back in the studio with you two guys.
Do you remember needing oxygen when you get to the top of the stairs? God almighty. Well, welcome to the show. We appreciate you coming by. We know you're busy. You've been all over Alabama. You've had some great political experience, Bradley. You've been a state senator. You were head of the two-year college program.
Yeah.
You ran for Congress and you ran for governor. That was pretty damn close.
Yeah.
You were serving in Congress for what, 6 years?
Yeah, this is my seventh year, my seventh year.
And now you are seeking the post of U.S. Senator, and we welcome you and just wanted you to kind of tell us what's been going on in the campaign and where you've been and where you're going.
We've been to all 67 counties, many of them multiple times. We have campaign presence in every one of the 67 counties. We've got a very active grassroots campaign that we designed almost a year ago when we announced in February. And we are at the point where all that hard work is now beginning to pay off. So we also, as you know, we have some pretty good television ads on. We
have an
independent expenditure committee that's got a new one on in addition to the ones that we have on, and some radio ads, so and digital stuff. So we're at that point of the campaign where we're just blasting away on all cylinders.
That's good. And I have a question for you. You know, you've served in Congress, and by all accounts, you've done a really good job. You've been supportive of the president, and you've certainly been very representative of your district. Would you have run for this post if you had known that Jeff Sessions was going to run? Let's say you knew that 8 months out, 6 months out. Would you have run?
I don't know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. I wasn't given that opportunity. I talked to Jeff a number of times before I made the decision to run. Had an in-person meeting with him. Understood that he was encouraging me, to be honest with you. And even talked to him some after I decided to run. And then he called me up a week before qualifying ended and said, I think I'm going to go get my Senate seat back again, and you should go back and run for your congressional seat. And I just said, no. I've got a lot of people who've stepped up to support me in this campaign. They've worked very hard. My team's worked very hard. No, I'm going to run for Senate. And I don't have any second guesses about that. In addition to all that, we had four really good people who qualified for my congressional seat who've been working hard.
I know some of those names, and they're very qualified people.
And obviously it wouldn't have been fair to them. But, hey, look, this is politics. Sometimes things aren't fair.
That's true.
Independent of Jeff Sessions' decision, what made you take that leap going from Congress, going for the Senate?
You know, back in 2017 when we had that awful special Senate election, I just put my blinders on, put my head down, said, this is a train wreck. I'm going to just try to stay as far away from this as I can. And then I felt terrible on election day because the result was so bad and because Alabama had been dragged through the mud. But then I looked at myself and I said, well, what about you? What did you do? And the answer to that is nothing. I didn't do anything. And that's not very good leadership. So I had a long opportunity because I didn't have a primary opposition in 2018. I got in my car, I drove around the state, spent a lot of time talking and praying with my family, and we decided just about a year ago, okay, we're going to do this. Now, I love my House seat, so sure. It's not like I'm, you know, unhappy.
Right.
Right, right.
But, you know, I also don't believe you should be, keep these seats forever.
Right, absolutely.
Some people just live in them, and I'm not interested in living in them. And one of these four guys who are running for my congressional seat will get it, and they'll do a good job. I don't have any doubt about that. But we need somebody to represent Alabama in the United States Senate that wakes up every day with the fire in the belly, that understands they're supposed to vote for and fight for Alabama. And we don't have that right now in Doug Jones.
That's funny you said that, because when I ran into Jeff Sessions 6 or 7 weeks ago at a restaurant here on a Saturday, I talked to him for probably 5 minutes, which is not a long time, but he just didn't. You know, he just didn't seem to have the fire in the belly that you got to have if you want to win and you're passionate about, you know, doing this job.
Well, he told me on that phone call he's got a couple of gallons of gas left in the tank. I'm like, good golly, you need a little bit more than a couple. And we saw him, it wasn't a forum, but he and I were both speaking at a Republican function in Guntersville. And it wasn't the old Jeff Sessions at all. He did not have the sort of energetic approach to things that I was used to. You know, he's been up there for over 20 years, served in the Senate for over 20 years.
Right.
Quite apart from the problems he's got with the president, it's time for some new blood.
I agree. You know, it's really funny, as you're saying, you decided to run for the Senate. No, the real reason you're running is you don't have a campaign every 2 years. You have a campaign every 6 years, and it's a hell of a lot better than being in Congress.
Yeah, but I'm running statewide, so believe me, I'm getting a lot in this
Somebody
campaign.
That was a congressman in Texas once told me, said, the first year you worry about doing your job, the second year you worry about campaigning. But when you're in Congress.
Well, you actually, when you're in the House, you really don't ever stop campaigning.
Right.
You're just in a constant campaign. So you're doing your job while you're campaigning all the time. I've loved it. It's been a challenge, and we've done a good job. My staff's done an excellent job. But my hat's off to anybody that wants to go up there and do that and run every 2 years and deal with the sort of hairy, scary sort of agenda you have there in the House. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, it's the system our forefathers designed. By the way, they actually thought about having them run every year. instead of every 2 years.
Well, I'm glad somebody knew better than that.
God, that would have been crazy.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I want to ask you, imagine yourself in the Senate. Pat Cipollone kind of gave this last night, saying like an exam question in a law test. You know, you're in law school. But imagine you're in the Senate and you are serving as Alabama senator and you're listening to these arguments about impeachment. I know you saw a lot of the action and how this was all put together on the House side, but where would you come down? What have you thought of the arguments that have been presented? And what are the people out there on the campaign trail saying about impeachment?
Well, the people on the campaign trail are sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty easy to answer that question. So I've been watching some of the stuff at night after I get off the trail, and so I've been not been able to watch it live. But Tuesday morning I stopped, and I took 2 hours out, and I watched the president's team present those. I thought they did a brilliant job. I mean, they knocked it out of the park. You know, I voted against the impeachment in the House. I would clearly vote not to remove the president of the Senate. I don't think they've come close to meeting the standard in the Constitution. And I do not think we need more witnesses. I know all this Bolton stuff,
right,
but
right.
I don't think we need new witnesses.
Well, it's just, he's written a book. It isn't the Bible. He wrote a book. It's his opinion. It's not anything factual.
Well, he says the president said he was holding up the funding for Ukraine in return for Ukraine to do this investigation of the Bidens, all that sort of thing. The president said that didn't happen. This is leaked at the same time that his book is coming out, at the same time the impeachment's going on. Come on. You'd have to be excessively naive to believe that this isn't all linked together.
Oh, sure it is.
It's incredibly convenient, the timing of all this, especially how his book went live on Amazon same time.
The world doesn't work that way.
Right.
You know, this was all planned. I know how it goes. I still think very strongly we don't need any new witnesses. Look, we have the transcript. We have what President Trump said about the call. We have what President Zelensky said about the call. Everything else is window dressing at best, and most of it's hearsay or opinion.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you're a lawyer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know hearsay from the truth. So, and that's what the whole thing is to me, is I just, and the Democrats, to me, are knowingly and willingly lying.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Adam Schiff, golly, that guy, I've got evidence that the president colluded with Russia. Well, where is it, Adam? Oh, and he got it to make this made-up version of what was in the transcript at the beginning of his hearings, which he says was just a parody. Well, yeah. You weren't smiling when you said it. Nobody would have known it was a parody if you hadn't been called out for it. No, this has been phony baloney from the very beginning. We've wasted a lot of time. We've wasted a lot of money. But this is all about making sure that they get their person as president, and they don't let the people of America pick who they want.
Well, they know they can't win at the ballot box.
Well, with the people they've got running right now, I think you're right.
Now, well, let me ask you this. Why would any self-respecting Republican, and I'm referring to Mitt Romney, and I'm not sure he's really a Republican, and Susan Collins, I hear, is in the maybe column, vote, why would any of those good Republicans vote to bring in new witnesses?
I don't know.
Headlines?
I just don't. I don't want to try to speculate about that. We had gobs of witnesses in the House. They've got 28,000 pages of transcripts and documents that they trotted out over, you know, made a big scene on television. They got plenty of stuff. But I go back to what I said earlier. You got the transcript. You got what President Trump said about it. You got what President Zelensky said about it. The president's team pointed out how, you know, everything was timed and how it couldn't have possibly been a quid pro quo. If this was a crime, they would have alleged it to have been a crime in the articles of impeachment. They did not do that.
Right.
Now, you ask me, I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. You put it in your complaint, you're stuck with your complaint. You don't get to make things up outside your complaint. The complaint didn't allege a crime. It's not a crime. You can't impeach him.
Now, I want to ask, following up on this, because a lot of the House managers and the Democrats and the media outside of the Senate have made a big deal, and for instance, also from the Bolton manuscript that nobody's read that's actually reporting on it. They're just getting secondhand information once again. They keep bringing up now that Bolton said to Attorney General Barr that Barr was worried about authoritarian leaders getting favors from the president. And I just found that kind of on the face of it absurd. And again, more hearsay, but I want to ask you this, bringing that up.
The Justice Department has denied that, by the way.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, as it seems fanciful. I don't trust the Times reporting here. Right. But I want to ask you this in general. How do you think the president's been doing in foreign policy? And then, more importantly, for the people of Alabama, how does it match up with your sense of foreign policy, with you serving on the Armed Services Committee? Like, we can go around the world here, but let's, for instance, it's recently been in the news, focus on Iran, this maximum pressure campaign, the killing of General Soleimani. How do you think the president's doing with Iran? Where would you go with that?
I think he's done a good job with it. Now, this is something we had to start monitoring very closely starting last spring. So we've had multiple briefings on this. The Iranians have been slowly but surely stepping up the pressure, trying to find ways to provoke us because these economic sanctions are biting hard into them. And you cannot let them just keep doing that, okay? So they attacked some of our camps over there, killed an American contractor. President Trump ordered attacks on those militia camps, and appropriately so. Then they go and attack our embassy. That's U.S. soil, folks. So what are they expecting to do? Nothing? Well, in the past, we have done nothing. Then the president did something that shocked them. He took out Soleimani, the single most dangerous man in the Middle East and critical to all the stuff Iran is doing. He took him out in a precision strike in Baghdad, so it's clearly under the AUMF that we're operating under there. And he took him off the table completely. And yes, they shot some missiles at one of our bases. And yes, we've got some servicemen and women with some concussion injuries that are serious. We want to downplay those. But we didn't have World War III.
Right.
So President Trump has reset the table in the Middle East, which desperately needed to be done. Now, I also strongly agree with him. We don't need to be in a war with Iran.
Absolutely.
We don't need to do that. So, you know, he's been holding off some in the past because he doesn't want to get there, but he had to send that signal. So, you know, I strongly support him in that, and I strongly support what he's doing to try to get us ready to do what we've got to do to make sure we maintain the status quo in the Western Pacific, because China's trying to push us out. And Russia, they're bad guys, okay?
Right.
They're challenging us in a number of different places. And he's doing, Donald Trump is doing far more to push back against the Russians in Ukraine and other places than Barack Obama ever dreamt of doing. So I pretty much match up with the president on this national security stuff. The only disagreement any of us on our side had with him was we thought the number that he asked for in his initial defense appropriation bill was too low. And so we had to have one of those meetings where everybody sits around the table and says, gulp, are you going to be the one to say, Mr. President, we think you're too low? But we sort of all kind of say, we're going to do this as a group, all the Republicans and the Armed Services Committee. And we did that. And then he came out and said, no, I agree with them. We need to have that number. Right. And that was the beginning of the turnaround in funding up the defense of this country, which has been good for the country and good for Alabama. Maxwell Air Force Base, Redstone Arsenal, Anniston Army Depot, Fort Rucker, Shipyard in Mobile. So this is one time where I'm voting for what's good for my state and the country.
Now, did we happen to get the Space Force? Did we get that in Huntsville, or did they decide to put that somewhere else?
Hadn't decided where the headquarters is going yet. I've been a big advocate for it going to Huntsville. That's the obvious place. We got more people with understanding of space there than anywhere else. I'm very hopeful about that. We'll see exactly how it turns out. That idea, by the way, came from Mike Rogers from Huntsville, from Anniston, who pushed it. For years, we actually put it in one of our bills that the Senate didn't agree with a couple years ago. The turning point was the president saying, I want a Space Force. So that's an Alabama idea, and it needs to come to Alabama.
And on a more frivolous note, did you see the logo they came out with the Space Force?
Yeah.
It matches up with Star Trek pretty well.
Well, I told somebody they don't need to spend any more money on trying to figure out how to do uniforms. They can just go to the movie set and pick them up.
Right, there you go, there you go. Now, I was thinking about things that have come and gone from years ago, but very important things that you led in the House. For instance, we don't hear the term too often anymore, but Obamacare.
Yeah.
You're one of the leading proponents in the House to try to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Where are we at with Obamacare? Say you win a Senate seat, Trump gets reelected, we're hitting the ground running. What would you do to continue improvements and reforms to the health care system?
Well, we need to repeal and replace Obamacare. I voted for that. It passed the House. It went to the Senate. They couldn't pass anything. So yet another reason for me to go to the Senate. So we've got a clear vote over there to replace. Now, obviously, we got some work to do on replace because we couldn't get a good consensus among Republicans for that. And I think we need to sit down and have that discussion before we put a bill in so that both the House and the Senate Republicans are on the same page, because we clearly weren't last time. And then we got to make sure we have a conversation with Republican senators and say, look, if we're trying to get something to the conference committee, don't go down there and put the thumbs down. Now, I'm not trying to speak ill of Senator McCain, who's deceased. But
I'll go ahead.
You got to be more of a team player than that.
Absolutely. We got to hit a quick break here, folks. We're talking to Congressman Bradley Byrne, candidate for U.S. Senate. If you want to get in on the program, ask him a question. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Again, folks, this hour news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Check them out today. Give them a call, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. We're here again with U.S. Congressman Bradley Byrne. He's running for the U.S. Senate. This is a very short segment, Congressman Byrne, so I kind of want to, on a personal note, I always like to ask where somebody comes from. Like, when you're growing up, coming of age, who would you say was a role model for you, really kind of helped you envision, oh, this is the type of man I want to be, person I want to be?
Well, you may think that I'm just sort of saying this, but it'd be my father and my brother. I had an older brother who is in one of my television commercials now, and, you know, both of them were very fine gentlemen, but also pretty tough guys. Both of them served in the armed forces. My dad was in the Pacific for 4 years. Dale was in the 20th Special Forces. I was the little brother. I looked up to my big brother and my father.
You see, I'm a big brother in my own family, so I think my younger brother's the more responsible one. So I'm trying to live up to that. So I was wondering about what is the origin of you being on armed services, having this intense interest, and so it is your father, Dale. Dale in particular.
Yeah, Dale died about 2 weeks before I was elected, and he died from a disease that he contracted in one of his overseas deployments that lay dormant in his system and then poked back up and shut down all the system. Very intense, you know, very emotional moment.
Yeah.
And when I got to Congress, I realized, you know, I never served. And both my father and my brother did. Well, what kind of service can I render? And, of course, my service is a fraction of theirs. I understand that. Right. But being on the Armed Services Committee, which I didn't know what it was going to be like, it has been one of the real joys of my life. I don't call that work. I really don't.
Well, so often, you know, I can be a nerd when it comes to geopolitics and all. Stay up and watch a two-hour lecture, read some book, some latest paper, and sometimes it's easy to forget the human, personal side of the cost.
Oh yeah, well, and when you have a connection to families that serve, there was a price for my brother's family when he served. I talked to many, many families of servicemen and women, and what it does to them. Take a family of a National Guard soldier that's deployed over the Middle East. That family sacrifices, and we don't appreciate that nearly enough. Of course, the active duty people, too. My daughter Laura is now married to a lieutenant commander in the Navy, and her future is uncertain as to where they're going to live and all that sort of thing. But, you know, these folks that do that for us, that wear our uniform, they sacrifice willingly, and they are the greatest Americans. They are true patriots. They are the best of us.
Well, and we do have to think strategically about, you know, bringing troops home, these sorts of things. But the main reason is just what you said, thinking about the sacrifice. And we should not put a man or woman in harm's way if they don't need to be there defending the country.
Yeah, when you talk to people that have been over there 3, 4, 5, 6 times, yeah. I mean, enough's enough.
Amen. Amen. 272-9228, hit this top of the hour break. If y'all have a question or comment for Congressman Bradley Byrne, 272-9228. Be right back.